Well, with the 2014 racing season now done, we now look forward to going on to 2015, but a lot of changes will be made. Of course, it's over for Carl Edwards with Roush Fenway Racing. He, of course, is moving on to Joe Gibbs Racing, where he will join drivers Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, and Matt Kenseth. His crew chief, Jimmy Fennig, he also is stepping down and will not be on top of the pit box. He's going to stay with Roush Fenway Racing, but in some other capacity. Also, Roush Fenway Racing will remain a three-team organization for 2015 on the Sprint Cup level, as Trevor Bayne, he will begin competing full-time for the group in 2015. Basically, he will take over Carl Edwards' spot. Also, a new crew chief will have to be named for the Wood Brothers, as Donnie Wingo, who's led five drivers to seven wins, is stepping down as well. He has not made any announcement on plans for 2015. And his final ride happened this past weekend. Marcus Ambrose, driver for the Richard Petty Motorsports number 9 Ford, he said farewell Sunday. He's heading back under to his native homeland of Australia, as he will be resuming a career in V8 Supercar Series. Former Team Penske driver Sam Hornish Jr. will step into the number 9 seat for Richard Petty Motorsports next season. And last Sunday's drivers' meeting, NASCAR President Mike Helton saluted Marcus Ambrose by saying, "We wish you the best of luck as you go forward down under. Come back and see us anytime." And that leaves me to say there is one big, big, big change for 2015 you will not have going over the wall. Today is my final broadcast, as they have realigned my duties elsewhere, and so I will not be doing anything with the NASCAR season from here on out with this radio station. But thank you very much for listening to Going Over the Wall each and every day during the racing season in 2014. I'm Barry Diamond, going over the wall one more time.